when we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
Hi, I'm DSC Executive Director Corey Mason. I'm here to say thank you for making the 2020 DSC Convention and Sporting Expo another tremendous success. Because of your attendance, banquet ticket or auction bid, wildlife around the globe will truly benefit. Keep up with DSC at biggame.org.
Yeah, that's a real big deal, that Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo and the money raised there. Because, you know, COVID comes along and everything shuts down. Well, poaching doesn't. Habitat doesn't. The next generation of outdoors men and women, conservationists, they don't put it on pause and stop growing and educating. The work of Dallas Safari Club marches on. And thank you so much for your auction bid or membership or both. I am a very proud Dallas Safari Club life member. I'm very proud of that. And I'm very proud of what my money does when I give it to Dallas Safari Club to put it to work. Hey, I'm Billy Kinder. This is DSC's Kinder Outdoors. Thank you for joining us in the camp house today. Front Door brought to you by Fortiflora, America's number one canine probiotic. Fortiflora. Hey, if you're a bird dog guy or gal, it's field trial season. Those workouts, that stimulation, increased temperatures, all of that can bring on GI upset. And Fortiflora fixes that. It builds a healthy GI system in our dogs. Fortiflora. Click on that little box at kinderoutdoors.com. You know, I was thinking about this the other day. My friend Dave Fulson. Dave and I have known each other and been friends for, I guess, about three decades now. Long time. Dave, along with Tim Dancliffe, operate a company called Safari Classics. Under the umbrella of Safari Classics is Chifuti Safaris. You can go to Africa and hunt dangerous game with these guys. But there's also some high-quality outdoor television under that umbrella. Hornady's Dark and Dangerous, I bet you've seen that. Or DSC's Tracks Across Africa. You know, after the onset of COVID-19, the safari industry, boy, it really took a blow. A lot of outfitters around the globe suffered greatly. Some even went totally out of business, went under. And the real losers have been the various species of wildlife around the globe that, in many cases, because of the lack of hunter dollars that fund the law enforcement teams that specifically fight poaching, well, it's like the banker going to lunch and leaving the front door unlocked. Poachers have taken advantage of that. A lot of people don't think about it, but safari, hunting, international hunting, those are the key elements in the fight against poachers. Well, it's a new year. We're starting to see a light at the end of the tunnel. How is the safari industry responding? My friend Dave Fulson is going to join me to talk about that in depth today. I also want to find out from him how in the world he can do a Tracks Across Africa television show when he can't fly to Africa and videotape the critters and make those tracks. We'll find out. Also, one of my game warden buddies, I've asked him to join us because boating season right around the corner, fishing season opening up for lots of folks. It's time to take a little boating and water recreation, fishing, brush up. Want to make sure we're legal out there. Texas Warden Randolph McGee joins us with info that, hey, you folks in Maine, Florida, Indiana, Mississippi, Alaska, and even Canada will benefit from. So, hey, pour yourself a hot cup of coffee and make yourself at home. We're really happy that you're in camp with us today at DSC's Kinder Outdoors. Hey, I want to wish everybody good luck that's fishing in that big, giant Bass Pro Shops U.S. Open National Bass Fishing Amateur Team Championship today. It's a first-of-its-kind amateur fishing tournament that we talked about a couple of weeks ago, offering the biggest payout in freshwater fishing history. It all starts today, Lake Okeechobee, exclusively for amateur anglers with a guaranteed purse value of $4.3 million. The weigh-in and events kick off this afternoon at 2:30, featuring Bill Dance and Roland Martin. The award ceremony tonight, 6:30. down there on Okeechobee. The next qualifying event, April 17th, Lake Ray Roberts, Texas. Jesse Hughes, down there in Bonnet's Mill, Missouri, had never seen a black carp before. As a matter of fact, he'd never even heard of such a critter, didn't know they existed, until he caught one. Got the surprise of his life fishing in the Osage River. He hooked into something he knew it was huge, and it was 112 pounds. 112. Thought it was a catfish at first, but when they got eye to eye, he could see that, hey, this ain't no catfish. Invasive species, they suspect that about 30 of them reportedly escaped from a fish farm on the Osage River back in the early 90s, 94. Jesse says, yep, first time I've ever heard of a black carp. I don't know anything about them. It's been quite the learning experience. If you treat your dog to calming care today, they're not going to be instantly past the obsessive barking and jumping tomorrow. It works over time. It's not a drug. It very naturally works over time to settle the overactive dog. A lot of people are getting great relief from calming care. Learn more when you come see me at KinderOutdoors.com.
I'm Tim Dancliffe with Safari Classics and Chifuti Safaris. When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it at Kinder Outdoors.
Like everyone, the conservation world has been down a rough road lately. The money generated through science-based and properly regulated hunting, both here in the U.S. and abroad, is the key pillar of support for wildlife and wild places. I'm Corey Mason, Executive Director at Dallas Safari Club. Poaching, drought, antis that would put a stop to hunting and the shooting sports, right and proper education of the next generations of outdoorsmen and women, these things don't stop because of a pandemic, and at DSC, neither do we. Many hundreds of mission-minded volunteers work without glory or headlines year-round for the DSC mission. That mission is clear-cut. True conservation work worldwide, sharing our beloved and precious heritage with all that will hear and take part, and defeating those that would rip up your Second Amendment and rights to hunt and fish. I invite you to come and join us. It all starts at biggame.org.
You might hunt the South Pasture, or maybe the Double Tanks. You've watched that big 10 point for 4 years now. Maybe he'll show up. Or maybe it's a doe you'll hang in the cooler tonight. We're almost out of sausage links and taco meat. Maybe a pig will come by today. Among all the maybes, there is an absolute. Take your wild game to Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. The Masacchio family and their decades of family recipes will have your guests at a whitetail dinner complimenting you on the beef.
Because the way we season them, and then we cry vac them, vacuum seal them, and then let them sit, and then we put them in the freezer. So the spices get to work on the meat for a little bit. If you'll cook them just like a regular filet, you know, like medium rare or rare, it's perfect. I mean, you can't tell the difference.
Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. CinnamonCreekRanch.com. Here's a great alternative to corporate team building, client entertainment, and employee appreciation. Northern Sky Outfitters near Jacksboro, Texas. Just a little over an hour from DFW Airport, Northern Sky offers up a beautiful ranch at the top of the Texas Hill Country, teeming with wildlife. You'll find a welcoming camp at Northern Sky, too, with comfortable lodging to suit the individual or the whole group. I've hunted with Keith and Barbara Weems at Northern Sky Outfitters a couple of times now, and I'm looking forward to my next trip. Northern Sky Outfitters caters to both the rifle and bow hunter for hogs, whitetail, and exotic wildlife, axis deer, and black buck hunts. With a mild winter and great rainfall over the past year, Northern Sky Outfitters has the kind of quality wildlife that you just won't find on very many ranches. If you're looking for a hunt that's close to the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex with great amenities and abundant quality wildlife, Northern Sky Outfitters deserves a good look. Do that now at NorthernSkyOutfitters.com. You know, as bird hunters and bird dog owners, we've seen our wild bird hunting opportunities dwindle in recent years. And if you, like me, don't want to kennel your bird dog in the spring just to let him hibernate till fall, then you should take a long look at the world's largest field trial organization, the National Shoot to Retrieve Association, or NASTRA. This was the very idea of NASTRA's founding fathers back in the 1960s. They wanted to extend time in the field with the dogs that they loved. And it must have been a pretty good idea, because over the years, many thousands of men, women, teens, and families have enjoyed participating in NASTRA field trials. All pointing breeds are welcome, and there's no need to be intimidated. NASTRA sponsors over 1,000 field trials across the U.S. and Canada each year. It's at these trials where your dog can earn his NASTRA championship, qualify for entry into your regional championship, and NASTRA's 5 national championships. Take a look at our website, nstra.org, and consider visiting a local trial. We look forward to meeting you.
Kender Outdoors and the Dallas Safari Club. Now that's good camp house company.
Every single day we are working to protect your right to hunt, fish, and shoot. Learn more about the DSC at biggame.org.
I'm Billy Kender. This is our campfire at DSC's Kender Outdoors. Sure happy you're here. Thank you for spending some time with us. Crazy story. At first came out of Oregon about a week ago, and then Montana and North Dakota, and then Georgia, Texas, and all spots in between. Zebra mussels found in moss, M-O-S-S, moss balls that are sold at pet stores for fish tanks. That's a nightmare, because when people dump that water down the drain, there go the zebra mussels into our water systems across the U.S. It's a bad deal. If you have recently purchased moss balls, there's a couple of things you can do with them. The North Dakota Fish and Game people are saying, put the moss balls in a bag, freeze it solid, and then discard it in the trash. Do not put the moss balls down the toilet or the drain. Wyoming Fish and Game says, boil the plant and any tank water that it touched before properly disposing. Fortiflora from Purina Veterinary Diets is safe enough to use on weaning puppies, and it benefits them for life, helping to build a strong GI system. Talk to your vet more about Fortiflora. I want to go to that Kender Outdoors trot line now and go to Northeast Texas and talk to my friend Warden Randolph McGee. Hey, Randolph, always a pleasure.
Hey, good to hear from you, Big Billy.
I tell you what, I've got the itch. I've been out fishing. I'm wanting them worse than they're wanting me right now, though, Randolph. You know what I mean?
I was out this weekend, and it was tough for a few people, and it's hard to believe it was up here. It was -7 the other day, and then it was yesterday. Everybody out there in T-shirts trying to catch a crappie.
You got to go. You got to go. Let's talk a little bit about it, because there's more people fishing in America right now than there has been maybe ever. A huge year for the fishing industry last year. And so that puts a lot of new pipe on the water, Randolph, and not only here in Texas, but all over the United States. And sometimes they get the cart ahead of the horse a little bit and maybe forget to get a license. I bet you see that a lot.
Yes, sir. Hey, run into it this weekend. And I tell you, since all the COVID and everything, people have gotten outdoors. And simply a few people don't know the rules, and some people are think, hey, well, I'm just going to fish on this Monday afternoon. We never see the game warden on a Monday afternoon. And so they chance it and go out there, and here comes Randolph McGee on a Monday afternoon. So don't turn out well for them. But, yeah, people need to get their license, and if they're going to partake, and that's what you need to do.
So is that the violation that you see the most when it comes to fishing? Is no license.
Yeah, quite a bit when it comes to fishing. And then some people, when the fishing gets really good, they either don't have a license, or when the fishing gets really good, like you've seen, Big Billy, the limit is 25, and sometimes they just forget how to count, and sometimes they're a lot over. And I caught a guy not too long ago, and you could not fit another crappie in that guy's cooler, and he just got excited and was going to take advantage of it.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. It's easy to get really excited, but guess what? That sun's going to go down before long, and by the time you get those fish cleaned and take a nap, you can go again in the state of Texas. You can catch 25 tomorrow. There is no possession limit on crappie, right? You can have as many fillets in the freezer as you think your family can eat.
Yep, that is correct, but your limit is 25 per person a day, and, of course, we got the 10-inch rule. Hey, that's another common violation, you know, and I don't know. I've cleaned an 8-inch crappie, and I just can't get any meat off of it, but hey, there's people out there keeping them. They'll have a stringer of short fish, and a lot of them are sitting there with a with that little – forget what it's called, that little plate thing they put that crappie in. They'll be sitting there with one and have over there 11 undersized crappie. So, yeah, I don't feel sorry for those guys.
Hey, and listen, when you measure that crappie, lay them out there on top of your cooler or whatever ruler you use, 10-inch rule, and you want to make sure the mouth is closed.
Hey, and that stretches them out. That gives you your longest length. When you close the mouth and squeeze the tail, you know, that's 10 inches. And if you don't have one of those crappie measures, I will tell you what I did witness one time. For all your listeners, if they want to go do this, down at Tewakinee, there was a guy down there with a 10-inch ruler tattooed on his arm. So I had it right there. He would lay it right there on his arm and measure it. He's like, yep, always got it. So that's pretty funny.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. No. Mm-mm. I've got pictures of it. I've got pictures. So.
Oh my word! Well, you know what? You get older, your skin sags. He could have a 70th birthday in a boat of short fish.
That is right. Yeah, I didn't think about that. He was a young man, so it was pretty good. And hey, it was we measured it. It was spot on.
There you go. There you go. All right. So you want to make sure you're up on your fishing regulations. Make sure you've got a license. Make sure you're legal. What if you're 12 years old? Do you still need a fishing license in Texas?
No, sir. Not until you turn 17. So if you turn, you need to get one when you turn 17. 16 and under. This is something I want to clarify. Does not need to have a fishing license, but they do need to have a hunting license. A lot of people get mixed up on that. So if a 12-year-old wants to go out and harvest a deer, then he's got his tags, and it's a $7 youth license, hunting license. But I don't want to get everybody mixed up on that. But they do have to have, I would say, a 5-year-old, if they're going to go hunt, you're going to let them shoot a squirrel or something, needs to have a hunting license.
Absolutely, you bet. But no fishing license until your 17th birthday. Then you need a fishing license in the state.
Correct.
Of Texas. Okay, very good. Hey, a lot of new boaters, too. Boat sales last year through the roof. And it doesn't matter if it's a pleasure boat or a pontoon boat or a bass boat or a kayak. They were flying off the lot last year.
Hey,
and so.
It was simply unbelievable at the amount of boat sales. And, you know, being a game warden out there checking people on the boat, saw a lot of new boats. They would hand us their paperwork for their registration. I would recognize that the boat was sold in Florida. And I said, why did you go buy a boat in Florida? They said that was the closest one around. So it was crazy at the amount of boats that were sold.
Yeah, just absolutely crazy. And I've talked to our warden buddies up in Maine, same thing up there, all over the United States, Randolph. And so with that comes a whole new can of worms and a lot more new stuff that you see on the water. And it's just a really good time right up front in the springtime to remind everybody, you know, easy with the booze, maybe even just leave it at home.
You know, you're exactly right. And with all the new boats and the people being out on the waters, you know, of course, we saw a rise in arrest, saw a rise in boat accidents and all that kind of stuff. It just comes with the territory. And I would just like to say, simply these people going out there and buying these new boats and not used to a boat, it is a different it's a different deal. And people simply don't know how to drive them, you know. And, hey, a boat don't have brakes on it. We saw a lot of people running into stuff. And you really need to look at some videos. The best thing would be get with a friend boat owner who's savvy with boats and go out there. Hey, during the week when there's not many people out there, practice launching it, docking it, make sure the plug's in. We saw that. Hey, boats went out there and sunk, and they said, well, did you put the plug in? I asked one guy, did you put the plug in? He said, what's a plug?
Uh-oh.
And it's just, yeah, I mean, did not know.
Game Warden Randolph McGee, I'm not through talking to you, Randolph. Have a cup of coffee and hang on, please, sir.
Good morning. This is Jimmy Houston. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
Way out in West Texas on Highway 287, about 40 miles east of Amarillo, is one of the coolest roadside stops that you'll find. Right there on the south side of the highway sits the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store. Buffalo Gold features wonderful Western art, one-of-a-kind jewelry, and all things buffalo. Belts, boots, and bison leather products of all kinds. Our buffalo wool socks, gloves, hats, beanies, and more will keep you warm like never before during the coldest winters. And that road trip will feel better, too, with a soft and cozy buffalo down knit throw or lap robe. Unique and beautiful Damascus steel kitchen knives, vintage Navajo sterling and turquoise jewelry, a huge selection of bison moccasins, shoes and boots for hunting, working, or just looking great. Stop in and see us at the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store. Yes, we do have our own herd, 40 miles east of Amarillo near Goodnight, Texas. BuffaloGold.net. Hey, I want to let you know about something that's brand new and coming to South Dakota this fall. The Dead Rabbit Lodge. You see, the owner received his higher learning from the University of South Dakota, the Coyotes. The dreaded enemy of the University of South Dakota Coyotes is the South Dakota State University Jackrabbits. Therefore, the name, the Dead Rabbit. The Dead Rabbit Lodge sits on the eastern bluffs of Big Blue Lake Oahe. The view from your giant Western Canada Red Cedar Lodging stretches from the dam to the south almost all the way up to North Dakota. The Big Lodge is finest splendor from top to bottom, perfect for big family or corporate groups. But the Dead Rabbit will also feature separate hotel-style rooms, a great game room and bar for entertaining, guest-only dining featuring the Rabbit's award-winning chef, oh, and about 40,000 acres of the finest pheasant hunting in the world. You won't forget the Dead Rabbit.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line five times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Check rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number two hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
At the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, we're really happy to have more than 50,000 kids in school classrooms learning about archery, fishing, boating, and other outdoor skills each year. We're thrilled that we have grown to schools across the United States and continue to grow. We're humbled that teaching wildlife conservation to our future generations have been so eagerly accepted by more than 250,000 kids so far. We're happy, thrilled, and humbled, but we're not stopping. The Outdoor Adventures program in junior highs and high schools across America has proven to be a hit with kids, and in case after case, we've seen Outdoor Adventures' young lives changed. Kids that just were not into school and not involved are now excited to get into the classroom each day because of Outdoor Adventures. The kids earn classroom credit by learning the outdoor basics, and they smile while learning. If you want Outdoor Adventures in your local school, contact me, Scott McClure. I'm at gootf.com. That's Scott at gootf.com.
Somewhere over this horizon sit a million little dictators. eager to purge humanity of its hunting instincts. Contrived emotions flood from their air-conditioned, glass-paneled, Wi-Fi-enabled habitats over the mountains and out into the wild, from which they hate to admit they emerged. Their foolish quest to force nature to fit their feelings threatens the survival of every living thing on our planet. If their fevered tantrums are ever imposed, the Earth will be ruled by the deadliest combination in the natural world: human ignorance and human arrogance. Travel another path. The truest path. Nature's path. Trust the hunter in your blood.
You folks come in off the porch. Kender Outdoors is back, partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
Thousands of kids and parents enjoy the outdoors today because we took the time to teach them yesterday. We are the DSC, and we are at biggame.org.
Hey, welcome back. This is DSC's Kender Outdoors. I'm Billy Kender. Thanks so much for hanging out with us around our campfire today. We appreciate that. Don't you know this is going to be good? St. Patrick's Day dinner at Joshua Creek Ranch, a four-course chef-prepared dinner with wine pairings and live music. It's going to be a big night. Limited seating because of COVID restrictions. Saturday, March 20th. It's coming up next weekend. If you want in on this, you got to call them today, right quick. $150 per person. Listen to this. Lamb lollipops with a honey mint glaze. Scottish salad with hot bacon balsamic. Black and tan turf and surf. Roasted potatoes and bacon-wrapped asparagus. Irish coffee cheesecake. Yikes. This is getting better. I got to stop. Learn more about Joshua Creek Ranch and this wonderful St. Patrick's dinner next Saturday, March 20th, at kinderoutdoors.com. Before the break, I was talking to my friend, Texas Game Warden, and you've seen him a lot on Lone Star Law TV, too, Randolph McGee. Randolph, thanks for hanging on. I've just seen it too many times when I'm out fishing and I see folks like you, Randolph, our officials out on the water very somberly searching the bottom of the lake for someone that, golly, they didn't put their life jacket on. They're about, I don't know, $4 or $5 at Walmart, and it's just so sad.
No, it's sad, and I tell you, drowning fatalities, they were up this past year. And it's just sad, and it's just simple. They got into the water, and hey, I'm a strong swimmer, but the wind's up, it starts blowing the boat away, and hey, they can't catch up with it, and they go down. And if they simply had a life jacket on, everything would have been fine.
Yep, that's exactly right. A 5-mile-an-hour wind can probably push your boat faster than you can swim to it. It doesn't take
yeah.
a whole
oh,
lot.
Yeah, definitely. And that's and usually when there's a drowning or something like that, wind is a factor in that, you know, and they just decide to get hot out in the middle of the lake. Hey, I'm going to jump in and take a little dip, and next thing you know, they're in trouble in just a few seconds.
Yep, absolutely. New rule, this is not new this year, but new, I believe last year this started. If you're navigating Texas waters in your boat and your boat has a kill switch, you've got to be connected to that thing. That's the one I have a hard time remembering because I've got a lot of years of not having to be strapped to that kill switch. But
yep.
It's a rule now.
That kill switch is a lifesaver. Hey, I'm telling you, there's and even people that are not familiar with the lake, I am real familiar with the lakes I've got around here, but hey, all of a sudden there's a stump out there that I didn't know that was there. There's a piece of driftwood, and your boat hits it, and you get ejected from the boat, which is easy to do. And hey, your boat is dead at that point. And in my career, I've worked about 5 where people were ejected from their boats, and your boat's going to come back around and get you.
Yeah. Man, oh, man, I remember one morning on Lake Levan, I wanted to be at my spot, when the sun came up. And so it's a good 45 minutes before good light. And it's calm, just dead calm, perfect morning, weekday, nobody around. I've got the lake to myself. But I was going slow enough because it was dark to see what was ahead of me. And thank goodness I was, because I don't know where it came from, but there was half a dock floating in the middle of the lake that I would have plowed right into that thing had I just hammered down and gotten excited.
Yeah, you got to be careful. And at night times are different. Hey, the water looks different and there's things out there. Hey, I've been on Lake Texoma 18 years. And hey, I'll tell you, I get turned around on it sometimes. You know, and especially it was, you know, there in some of those power outages and stuff we've had a few summers ago, after a storm and the lake got flooded, all the lights were out and all my little navigational beacons weren't there. And hey, it was tough. It was real tough.
Yeah. Well, let's make it a good, safe year. And hey, when Randolph shows up to visit with you, make sure your fish are legal and your license is legal and, you know, your boat's not sinking and you got a life jacket on. Randolph, thank you for your time. Always.
Hey,
greatly appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Can I add one more thing? Hey,
sure.
Everybody, take a boater safety course. We have an online course. It costs about $20. And something else I want to tell everybody, if you were born after September 1st of 1993, you have to have it at that point. But even older boaters, go on there and take that boater safety course. It's not easy, and it teaches you a lot of stuff. And I've got to go in there and refresh myself on things sometimes. So take that course, and it's not easy, but it's it could save your life. It really can.
Sounds like it's an eye-opener and something that all of us need to do. I'm going to go do it. Randolph, thanks. Great tip, buddy. And be safe on the water. We'll see you out there.
All right. Hey, y'all have a good season. Thank you, Big Billy.
Warden Randolph McGee, that stuff is gold that he's talking about right there. That could ensure that you're here to go deer hunting this fall after an active fishing and boating season. And by the way, I just looked it up while Randolph was talking to us. At Walmart, a Type 2 adult life jacket, $5.88. Is your life worth $5.88? Yes. You guys, especially if you're fishing solo, can't stress it enough. Put it on. If you love to hunt deer and the winter's just too short, hunt them in the summer. No, I'm not talking about doing something illegal. Axis deer. They're one of the most beautiful critters on the planet. Their pelt is beautiful. Their mount, their antlers are just gorgeous. But it's the meat that I love so much. Better than beef. No wild taste whatsoever. I absolutely, and my family too, we love Axis deer. And that's another big reason why we love Joshua Creek Ranch so much in the summer. Axis deer in Texas are considered an exotic species. There is no season on them. They're hard-horned any time of year, but predominantly in June, July, August. And one of the world's largest free-range herds of Axis deer loves Joshua Creek Ranch. You will too. Learn more about them at kinderoutdoors.com. Hey, before we grab another cup of coffee, let's take a quick trip to Minnesota. My friend Tom Dockin is standing by. He'll help us in 2 minutes build a better bird dog. Tom?
Bill, good to be back with you again this week. Hey, today I'm going to be talking about tone or vibrate, and I'm talking about remote training collars. You know, there's a big debate on from a lot of people, do they like the tone feature in a collar, which when I tap a button on my Sport Dog brand collar, it emits a tone coming right to the receiver on the dog. Now, I've conditioned my dogs when I hit that tone button that I want them to come back to me, and I use this a lot when I'm pheasant hunting so I don't have to use a whistle or I don't have to use verbal commands out in the field. This will let me hunt quietly and not be spooking birds ahead of me. You know, and that's a great, great tool. Now, there's other people out in the industry that like the vibrate, and what happens is when you press the vibrate button on your transmitter, it'll emit a vibrating sensation on the dog's neck. Now, that can be used in a lot of different ways as well. Not only can you use it for recall, you can use it for a sit command. You can use it for basically anything that you condition the dog to. Some people like that feature better. Some will also use either one of these tones, vibrate or the tone button, as a precursor to maybe a correction. Hey, one other neat little note on this vibrate. If you have a dog or know somebody has a dog that has hearing problems, and I'm talking real hearing problems, not selective hearing, that vibrate for a hearing-impaired dog will actually be able to get them to know that they should be looking for a command. So whether you use tone or use vibrate, these are features that I think that you should really look at when purchasing a collar. That's today's tip. If you'd like to look for some Dock and Dog Training products, you can go to Dockins.com to find a dealer near you. Or if you're a deer hunter and you like to hunt shed antlers, you can go to SheddogTrainer.com.
It's Hank Parker, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors. Hurry up and get in the boat, Billy. I'm going to beat your pants off.
Whether you're new to firearms or an experienced, skilled shooter, the knowledgeable, friendly staff at Marksman Firearms and Outfitters is there to help. Marksman Firearms features an extensive selection of firearms, accessories, and specialty items. Military and first responders get a 10% discount, and they offer a 90-day layaway, same as cash. Buy, sell, or trade at any of their Texas stores, Granbury, Killeen, Mansfield, and Wichita Falls. For more info, visit MarksmanFirearms.com. Make your mark at Marksman.
I'm Tom Watson with Bended Knee International, asking you to pray for the Navajo people of New Mexico and Arizona. The COVID-19 pandemic has hit these native people exceptionally hard. In many cases, multiple families live in the same home. Water is carried from muddy streams for household use, and medical care is many miles away. I simply ask that you join me in lifting them up to the Lord. To learn more, please visit bendedknee.org.
Imagine a change in Hollywood's message. Imagine a big screen version of your life, telling your story as a God-fearing, red-blooded hunter. Manifesting your God-given right and skill to gather groceries in the woods and pray over them on the dinner table. Lots of folks seem to think this film is a great idea.
This is Michael Waddell.
I'm Toxie Hayes.
Hey, this is your blood brother, Ted Nugent.
And want to partner with you to build the first ever hunter-funded, God-glorifying movie centered around our hope, our heritage, our harvest. What this world needs is a hunter. You make this world a better place. Come on, theharvestmovie.com. If you fry your turkeys during the holiday season and you're tired of the hassle of pots, open flames under hot oil, and sticky, oily messes, then it's time to take a good look at the Cajun Fryer by R&V Works. The original, the last fryer that you'll ever need to purchase. Cajun Fryer puts pro-level frying gear in your backyard or hunt and fish camp. These are high-performance, low-maintenance deep fryers that feature the heat source in the oil. Your oil heats from the inside out. If your family loves a fish fry, Cajun Fryer is a must. Because the heat source is suspended in the oil, small crumbs and pieces that burn fall to the bottom, so your oil stays much cleaner, many times lasting the entire year. Often imitated, never duplicated. Don't be fooled. Take a look at the original Cajun Fryer at CajunFryer.com. Fresh, crisp, delicious every time. CajunFryer.com. Dove hunting in Argentina is well documented, but as my friends at JJ Casseria, Cordoba Doves will tell you, the duck hunting is unmatched anywhere in the world. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative for JJ Casseria.
The duck lodge is in Corrientes. We shoot 30 ducks in the morning and 10 per D's in the afternoon. We have 11 different species of ducks. We have a duck season from the 15th of April to the 31st of August.
You are assured before you ever leave American soil that you're going to feel welcome and at home when you hunt with your new friends at JJ Casseria.
Our lodge is beautiful. It's 4 years old. It has 10 double bedrooms, all with private baths, all heated and air conditioned. It's very comfortable. We don't put on air, so you'll feel as relaxed in the lodge as you do in your living room.
Hunt world-class doves and ducks in Argentina. Plan next year now by visiting CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Casseria. Can see me in Argentina.
glad you're back. We still have some big fish to fry here at Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
A helicopter flies over African bush with the DSC logo on it. When poachers are busted, they can clearly see who caught them. We are the DSC. We are at biggame.org.
Hey, if you ever want to reach out to us here in this old camp house, we'd love to hear from you. Send a picture to the bragging board at kinderoutdoors.com. It's real easy to upload your photos directly from your phone, your pad, your laptop, your device to the bragging board at Kinder Outdoors. We want to see the kids, too. We want to see that fish they caught or that deer they shot. KinderOutdoors.com. Kinder is spelled like kindergarten, K-I-N-D-E-R, KinderOutdoors.com. Phone number, 877-820-BBKO, from wherever you are within the shot of our voice, 877-820-2256. DSC's Kinder Outdoors is heard each week from Florida to Alaska, Vancouver to Quebec, and all points in between. Speaking of Canada, I hope you'll make it a point to join me next week. My old buddy Jim Shockey is going to be on board with us talking about the Jim Shockey Classic, which is coming up, and he would love for you to join him. We'll talk about it next week on the show. Hey, right now I want to welcome my old friend Dave Folsom to the show. Dave with Safari Classics TV and Chafuti Safaris Outfitters. He can put you on that dangerous game hunt in Africa and film the whole experience for DSC's Tracks Across Africa TV or Hornady's Dark and Dangerous. Hey, Dave, welcome. It's good to have you with us.
Well, hey, Bill, always great to catch up with you and, you know, talk about what's going on in the hunting and fishing and outdoor world, brother.
Absolutely. You bet. Normally, we get to shake hands and hug necks at Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo in person. That didn't happen this year. Most of the world didn't happen this year because of COVID. But we're gonna fix that, get back on track next year, and I can't wait for everyone to get back together again. I know you missed it.
Well, yeah, Bill, you know, you talked about the Dallas Safari Club, you know, especially because, you know, like me, you've got friends from all over the world that, you know, we come down, you know, to our 4-day convention. You get to see them once a year, you know, maybe, and that's just such a great time. And, you know, besides the personal aspect of missing, you know, those relationships and getting to visit with people that we enjoy seeing, you know, the business casualty of not being able to do that for so many of our outfitter friends. You know, DSC pivoted beautifully based on a very late announcement by the city of Dallas that they weren't going to be allowed to have a in-person convention, but they pivoted to an online auction that, you know, really was an unbelievable success. I mean, everybody in the industry is talking about it. It's a fact that on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the four nights of the convention, they actually exceeded their revenue from the live event on the same nights of last year. Now, it's not really an apples to apples because, you know, you don't get the gate and, you know, there's other considerations, but, you know, vital money was raised during that four-night virtual auction that'll, you know, certainly go towards what DSC does. And that's put their money where their mission is and goes into grants and, you know, to keep protecting anti-poaching initiatives and other, you know, education and advocacy issues that DSC is, you know, involved in all year long. So that part of it, you know, it wasn't a plan A, but it was a dang good plan B.
You bet it was. You and I are both longtime DSC members, and we also are partners. You're in business with DSC, so am I. We partner with them to help spread the DSC message across America and around the globe. And I know that you would urge everyone listening today that if you're not a member of Dallas Safari Club, you really should be, because it's all low overhead and big-time conservation, education, and preservation of our rights.
Bill, exactly. You know, so many times, you know, look, especially we've seen it during the COVID, you know, crisis that, you know, every email that comes into your computer or every phone call you get seems to be a plea for money. And, you know, a lot of them are very legitimate, you know, things. But, you know, everybody needs money. But it really, you know, for me, it comes down to what are my what are my prime passions? You know, for me, you know, it's hunting and preserving, you know, hunting rights, certainly Second Amendment stuff. And, you know, I do my part there, but, you know, Africa is such a passion to me, and DSC and the DSC Foundation, teamed up to, you know, something that really in particularly caught my heart and my attention, you know, was this Hunter's Care, which was, you know, originally an anti-poaching, you know, relief effort. And it was, you know, 100% pass through on money to come through the Hunter's Care program, go right into a African outfitter that already has an anti-poaching, presence on the ground, you know, boots on the ground active, and, you know, with no money being generated from hunting safaris, you know, that was going to go away. And the poacher saw that as a, you know, it was nobody guarding the bank, so to speak. And, DSC and DSC Foundation Hunter's Care Program, you know, with 26 grants from DSC and 24 from the foundation, is now protecting over 26 million acres of the Africa that I love, on keeping the anti-poaching presence going in those 26 million acres. And, yeah, you know, it's things like that. Again, I always tell people, you know, DSC, like you said, very small overhead, very huge percent goes straight back into conservation, education, or advocacy initiatives. There's no organization, I mean none, that put their money where their mission is better than DSC.
Yep, that's the absolute truth. And Dave mentioned Africa, but hey, water guzzlers in West Texas, conservation efforts all across the United States, and education efforts of our young people in about our heritage, hunting, fishing, and the outdoors,
yeah,
all across the United States benefit because of Dallas Safari Club and what goes on. So biggame.org, or come see me at tenderoutdoors.com. Click on DSC and get yourself a membership. You will not regret it. Dave, I didn't mean for us to spend our time visiting about DSC, but you can't hardly help it this day and age. It's so needed. But I want to talk a little bit to you about safari. Boy, okay. The outdoor industry, when COVID hit, man, everybody started going fishing. A lot of people started hunting for the first time. Business was booming. Unless you run an international operation and the planes quit flying, and boy, outfitters around the globe have really suffered, haven't they?
Well, not only have they and their families and their businesses financially suffered, Billy, the problem is that the game that they protect, you know, has suffered. Because, you know, as you and I know, and always trying to beat the drum, that, you know, if wildlife does not have a viable financial, you know, interest for the people that are protecting it, it won't be protected. It'll go into the pot. And you know, that's what's, you know, the scariest part of the hunting shutdowns. You know, there are so many businesses just, you know, no different than running a big restaurant. If you can't put people in there, you can't afford to pay your mortgage, or maybe you can't pay your government safari area or your hunting lease area. And it's the game at the end that suffers, and it has across the globe. So, yeah, that COVID has, you know, it has been a pox on not just, you know, our way of life, but, you know, certainly affected our hunting plans, and especially our international hunting plans.
Absolutely. I want to talk to you about 2021 and see if things are getting better. I've got to take a short break. Can you hang with me?
Of course.
This corner of the Camp House brought to you by my friends at Joshua Creek Ranch in the Texas Hill Country. Yeah, get down there this spring before it gets too hot for a world-class bird hunt. Beretta endorsed, Orvis endorsed. But listen, don't forget to take the fly rod, because crystal clear Joshua Creek runs right through the middle of the ranch. The beautiful Guadalupe River borders the ranch. All you have to do is pull the trigger, set the hook, and grin for the camera at Joshua Creek Ranch. Learn more at kinderoutdoors.com.
This old camp house has lots of room. Come on in. This is the Dallas Safari Club's Billy Kender Outdoors.
conserving wildlife and the habitat that they need for survival. Come be a part of that with the DSC. Learn more at biggame.org.
This event didn't take place last year because of COVID. Crappie Fest, the annual Crappie Fest. This will be the 8th annual Crappie Fest. Coming up on Saturday, March 27th, 2 weeks away at Lake Fork. And it is the world's richest one-fish crappie tournament. And hey, I know if you're in Pennsylvania, you're thinking, oh, wow, I don't have a chance. Well, yes, you do. You can fish from the bank, a dock, a boat, it doesn't matter. And the dogwoods are starting to bloom right now. You know what that means. Those crappie have got it on their mind. They're starting to move up already, and they're going to be right up there in about 6 inches of water on Lake Fork. Biggest fish in the lake could be in 6 inches of water in 2 weeks from today, Saturday, March 27th. So come on. Come see me at kinderoutdoors.com, and you'll be able to sign up there. Go fish this thing. You're going to have a lot of fun, and the money goes to a great cause. It always does. The National Ovarian Cancer Coalition. Oh, and by the way, did I mention that they're going to give away nearly $39,000 guaranteed? Learn more, kinderoutdoors.com. Crappie Fest. Hey, this corner of the Camp House brought to you by Purina Pro Plan. There's a formula built specifically for your dog. And that doesn't matter if they're a puppy, a senior citizen, somewhere in between, or even if they have special needs like an itchy coat. There's a Pro Plan formula specifically built for your dog. Learn more about Pro Plan formulas when you pick up a bag at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. A little news out of Utah this week due to bird salmonella and an outbreak there in Utah. Folks there are being asked to clean up their bird feeders and remove them if you've seen sick or dead birds around. Salmonella causing lots of songbird deaths in Washington, Oregon, Idaho, and now Utah. Hey, by the way, speaking of Utah, wildlife officers there are encouraging everyone in Utah to download a brand new app to their cell phones. It's called UTDWR, and it's available for both iOS and Android devices. It was created by Citizen Observer, an organization that provides internet-based communication systems that allow people to report wildlife crimes quickly and easily in a text message format. Hey, that new app is already paying off in the state's fight against poaching. 2 buck deer were poached recently in Millard County. Captain Wyatt Buback with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources said that they got the word out through their social media channels and a news release. Didn't take long before 2 solid tips came in via the new app. If you hunt Utah or live in Utah or fish in Utah, the app is called UTDWR. Well, it's that time of year. Let's talk about big green bass. The Drury University duo of Cole Breeden of Eldridge, Missouri, and Cameron Smith of Nixa, Missouri, weighed a 5-bass limit Friday a week ago, totaling 14 pounds and 10 ounces, and that was enough to win it. The 2021 College Fishing National Championship at Grand Lake, Oklahoma. This is the first national title for Drury University, who, by the way, had 2 teams in the top 5 and earned the team a $33,500 prize package, including a new Phoenix 518 Pro bass boat with a 115-horse Merc outboard and an automatic entry into the 21 Toyota Series Championship to compete as pros, and a shot at winning $235,000. Murray State University, Zachary Martin of Murray, Kentucky, and Harbor Lovin of Fayetteville, Ohio, finished 2nd. Josh Kelly, fishing alone, Cortland, Ohio, finished 3rd. Down in Florida, trophy catch season number 9 is at its peak right now. In the middle of the bass spawn, those large females can be found super shallow right now. So far this season, which began back on October 1st, 2020, has produced 208 Lunker Club bass in Florida. That's 8 pounds to 9.9 pounds. 66 Trophy Club, 10 pounds to 12.9 pound largemouth bass. and 6 Hall of Fame, 13 pounds plus bass submitted and approved by Trophy Catch. This current season will run through September 30th, and since the program began back in 2012, there have been a total of 8,738 lunkers, 2,152 trophies, and 95 Hall of Fame bass submitted for an incredible total of 10,985 bass caught 8 pounds and bigger. The current season leader down in Florida for big fish is Michael Clifton. He caught a beautiful 14-pound, 3-ounce bass on an unnamed Putnam County water on February 21st. 27 inches long, a 22.5-inch waistline on this fish, and he caught the giant from a kayak. I bet that rascal pulled him around all over that lake before it was all over. You know, an exciting and excellent way to spend the day today with your whole family would be a field trial. Go watch some champion dogs compete. And look around, see what those champs are fed. I'd bet my last dollar it's Purina Pro Plan Performance Formula. Pick up a bag for your champ at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores.
Hey everybody, it's Dominic Zamito with Two Rivers Fly Shop in Norfolk, Arkansas. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure thinking about it. With Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Billy, are you sinking? It looks like you've got a heck of a hole in your waders there.
Like everyone, the conservation world has been down a rough road lately. The money generated through science-based and properly regulated hunting, both here in the U.S. and abroad, is the key pillar of support for wildlife and wild places. I'm Corey Mason, Executive Director at Dallas Safari Club. Poaching, drought, antis that would put a stop to hunting and the shooting sports, right and proper education of the next generations of outdoorsmen and women, these things don't stop because of a pandemic, and at DSC, neither do we. Many hundreds of mission-minded volunteers work without glory or headlines year-round for the DSC mission. That mission is clear-cut. True conservation work worldwide, sharing our beloved and precious heritage with all that will hear and take part, and defeating those that would rip up your Second Amendment and rights to hunt and fish. I invite you to come and join us. It all starts at biggame.org.
Buffalo wool, hats, socks, and gloves will keep you warm and comfortable on even the most uncomfortable days. It's called buffalo wool because the very special fibers used in buffalo wool products are harvested from beneath the big shaggy guard hairs on the bison. These special fibers are how the buffalo manages a Wyoming blizzard or a North Dakota ice storm with no trouble at all. Ron Miskin owns the Buffalo Wool Company and loves the customer feedback.
Well, I was really surprised when I got pictures back. He went and did a 330-mile snowmobile trek up in Alaska, negative 30, chasing muskox. He said second day he quit wearing his choppers, just wearing our gloves and hat.
The buffalo fiber you make your products from, actually warmer than wool.
Oh, yeah, much warmer than wool, a lot more durable. So these are meant to be used and used hard. We warranty them for life. You wear them out, we'll replace them.
The BuffaloWoolCo.com. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read 2 pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon.
At the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, we're really happy to have more than 50,000 kids in school classrooms learning about archery, fishing, boating, and other outdoor skills each year. We're thrilled that we have grown to schools across the United States and continue to grow. We're humbled that teaching wildlife conservation to our future generations have been so eagerly accepted by more than 250,000 kids so far. We're happy, thrilled, and humbled, but we're not stopping. The Outdoor Adventures program in junior highs and high schools across America has proven to be a hit with kids, and in case after case, we've seen Outdoor Adventures' young lives changed. Kids that just were not into school and not involved are now excited to get into the classroom each day because of Outdoor Adventures. The kids earn classroom credit by learning the outdoor basics, and they smile while learning. If you want Outdoor Adventures in your local school, contact me, Scott McClure. I'm at gootf.com. That's Scott at gootf.com.
Hop in the truck. Half the fun is just getting there. Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
Safari may be deep in the African bush, or maybe a trip with the grandkids to a neighborhood pond. No matter where you safari, we fight for you at the DSC, biggame.org.
Hey, thanks for hanging out with us around our campfire here today at DSC's Kender Outdoors. I'm Billy Kender. Coming up, International Wildlife Crime Stoppers having their big fundraiser. And as a part of that, you could win an EasyGo golf cart with a lift kit. This thing's customized for hunters or really, really, really rough golf courses. To enter your name in that drawing, you need to purchase a raffle ticket. One of those tickets is $20, but for a $100 bill, you get six of them, and all of the proceeds will benefit the International Wildlife Crime Stoppers and South Carolina Operation Game Thief programs. The drawing's coming up in about a month, April 17th. Come see me at kinderoutdoors.com, and you're going to see a link there to that IWC, International Wildlife Crime Stoppers, website. You know, we use the very best, top-notch dog training pros to help us build a better bird dog here at Kender Outdoors. And pretty impressive list of names like Rick and Ronnie Smith, Delmer Smith even helps us out from time to time, the Hall of Famer, Tom Dockin up in Minnesota, Carl Gunzer, we'll hear from Carl next week, down around Austin, Texas, and up in Iowa, the great Bob West. Every one of those guys, personal dogs and client dogs, are fed Purina Pro Plan Performance Formula, 30% protein, 20% fat. That ought to tell you something. Pick up the Pro Plan at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. Arkansas, Oklahoma, Texas, Missouri, and Kansas. I want to thank my friend Dave Fulson with Chifuti Safaris, Hornady's Dark and Dangerous TV, and DSC's Tracks Across Africa TV for hanging on. Thanks so much, Dave. Talk to me a little bit about Safari 21. Boy, it was a bad deal last year. Nobody could travel. Nobody could go. But are we moving back towards normal now in the safari business?
Bill, it's a long way from normal, and that's the bad news, but it's a whole lot better than it was even, you know, 3 or 4 months ago. Certainly the testing now that is starting to become more available. Well, the testing's been there, but now we're actually, you know, getting people inoculated for the COVID. So as more and more inoculations, not just here in the States, but, you know, around the world are made available, that is gonna greatly tilt things back towards normal. But still there's look, no matter how we cut it, Billy, it's harder to get here and home than it was, but some places, like, you know, myself, I had a trip planned to New Zealand last year in May, and, you know, it got canceled. The prime minister over there literally shut down both islands. Well, I've also, you know, been finding out, been staying on it daily, but I won't be going again this year because they are just being ultra sensitive. Canada's being exactly the same way. Now, the good news for African safari enthusiasts, Africa's opening up a little bit more. How you get there is going to be different than how you got there last year. I mean, you may have to take a different carrier. You may have to, you know, travel, through kind of a roundabout destination that, you know, some of the direct flights, you know, for instance, Delta's still not flying to Africa. So, you know, but there are, you know, there's Qatar, KLM, there's still options, but you're going to need to explore, you know, once you decide where you want to go and when you want to go, now you start the business of deciding how you get there. And, you know, we can sure talk about that because it's, you know, there's some stuff you need to know.
Well, and let's touch on some of those things because, you know, it's a different day and age that we live in now. If you're a safari veteran, you're going to have to retrain in some things, and now's a really good time to start. Number one, if I decide I want to go to Africa, if here we are in March of 2021, what's the earliest that I can get over there? What, a year down the road?
No, I got guys there right now.
Okay.
Hunting. No, you can, you know, look, you can go. Tanzania was actually the first big destination to open up. You know, you can still get there. Now, just a couple of, you know, considerations. Now, Billy, as we know, this COVID deal is a fluid situation, and it's not, you know, different countries and, you know, different doctors have different perspectives on it. And there's absolutely no doubt, you know, especially in the States, there's been a political component to it that it's kind of been weaponized to, you know, run certain agendas. But with all that said, you know, if you want to go to Africa, you know, there's a couple of great pieces of advice, and then I'll pass on some just general knowledge. First of all, you know, and you said if you're a safari veteran, well, if I don't qualify as a safari veteran, nobody probably does. I mean, we named our show Tracks Across Africa because that's exactly what we do. We make tracks across the dark continent back and forth all year long, been doing it for nearly 20 years now. So I'm very familiar with African travel. But even so, the days of Dave Folsom just calling up and booking his own trip, you know, are over for a little while. You know, I'm going to go through a travel agent that is absolutely up to speed and has vast experience, you know, booking Africa. Because booking an African safari is a far cry from booking a, you know, 7 days on the beach in Hawaii. You know, it's a little bit more problematic. So, you know, I use a outfit here in Texas called Travel with Guns in San Antonio. You know, they really are an African safari specialist. And no matter who you use, you know, you, like I said, you know, the guy that can send you to a great, you know, vacation at Jackson Hole, Wyoming, yeah, he may not be able to help you much going to Cameroon. So get a travel expert that, because they deal with the airlines every day, they deal with the governments, they deal with the outfitters, they are hourly updated on any restrictions that are either coming online or going offline. So that's the first thing. You're going to have to keep your eye on the, you know, the CDC, and that's easy enough to do. It's updated daily, globally, if there is an update. You can go to cdc.gov. You can also go to, you know, the usembassy.gov. And the countries that have U.S. embassies, which are virtually all of them, that is also a place that is updated daily. And, you know, some, you're going to have a negative test. And generally, with most countries now in Africa, it's a 72 hours. So if you were going to go hunting, you need to provide the airline, you know, a test and a formal letter from your healthcare provider that you took. What kind of test did you take? When did you take it? And the results of that outcome were negative. And that's got to be within 72 hours of you leaving. But there's a couple of countries that's got to be within 48 hours of you leaving. And the same when you're coming back, you're going to have a negative test. You've been in a foreign country for X amount of days, and they want to have a test. And there is where your outfitter and good communications with your outfitter are absolutely necessary. Because let's say you've got to have a 48-hour test. Now, your outfitter understands this, and he is going to bend over backwards to make that easy. Now, sometimes it may cost you a day on your safari, or you need to add a day so you don't miss a day of hunting or 2 days, perhaps to just be in town, but they'll have a doctor. Nearly every operator I know has their own doctor, and they have plans that, you know, they're going to get you in 2 days before you head out. You'll get the test, and if there's not a problem, you'll be back on the airplane. So
there you go.
Constant contact with your outfitter is just absolutely mandatory, because nobody's more updated on what he's going to have to do than the outfitter.
My friend Dave Folsom with Safari Classics. Hang on, Dave. Stay with me.
This is Wayne LaPierre, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
Whether you're new to firearms or an experienced, skilled shooter, the knowledgeable, friendly staff at Marksman Firearms and Outfitters is there to help. Marksman Firearms features an extensive selection of firearms, accessories, and specialty items. Military and first responders get a 10% discount, and they offer a 90-day layaway, same as cash. Buy, sell, or trade at any of their Texas stores, Granbury, Killeen, Mansfield, and Wichita Falls. For more info, visit MarksmanFirearms.com. Make your mark at Marksman.
These are unsettling and even scary times for many people. But for others, there's peace, even as an angry world cries out. The source of that peace is Jesus Christ. I'm John Watson, pastor at Cornerstone Bible Church in Roanoke, Texas. At Cornerstone, we teach the Bible with no man-made religion added in. Join us online Sunday mornings at 10:15 Central at csbiblechurch.org. It's just God's Word, csbiblechurch.org.
Imagine a change in Hollywood's message. Imagine a big screen version of your life, telling your story as a God-fearing, red-blooded hunter. Manifesting your God-given right and skill to gather groceries in the woods and pray over them on the dinner table. Lots of folks seem to think this film is a great idea.
This is Michael Waddell.
I'm Tachi Hayes.
Hey, this is your blood brother, Ted Nugent.
And want to partner with you to build the first ever hunter-funded, God-glorifying movie centered around our hope, our heritage, our harvest. What this world needs is a hunter. You make this world a better place. Come on, theharvestmovie.com. The Moore family at Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas has been specializing in fishing reel repair since 1970. Early on, fishermen nationwide recognized that Southwestern Parts and Service was dependable, honest, and very good at what they do. With the largest fishing reel parts inventory in the U.S. and even some inventory for obsolete and discontinued models. Yes, Grandpa's old reel sitting on the mantle can go back to work again. Southwestern Parts is recognized by folks like Shimano, Abu Garcia, Daiwa, Penn, and Zebco Quantum as an authorized warranty center. And labor on fishing reels is $19.95 plus parts on most models, and that includes cleaning and lubrication. And with 6 full-time reel techs, Southwestern Parts and Service strives to get your equipment back into your hands quickly. Is your local reel shop having trouble finding parts for repair? We can help. Come see us at www.fishingreelrepair.com. That's fishingreelrepair.com. 214-630-8161. We do work for customers worldwide, and we can help you too.
For the land of the free and the home of the brave. From high school gyms to towering stadiums, every time I see our flag wave, I feel a humbling reminder of the brave who keep and have kept us free. I stand to honor the sacrifices of the generations before me. Heroes who charged into battle through bombs and bullets, who lost their brothers and still pushed through, fighting for every inch of our freedom. I stand for my brothers who can't stand anymore. Men who hunted terrorists to the ends of the earth. Who sacrificed their bodies and their lives so that we could peacefully live ours. I stand for the children, the spouses, and parents whose family made the ultimate sacrifice for us. We are all standing. We're the National Rifle Association of America, and we are freedom's safest place.
If you fry your turkeys during the holiday season and you're tired of the hassle of pots, open flames under hot oil, and sticky, oily messes, then it's time to take a good look at the Cajun Fryer by R&V Works. The original, the last fryer that you'll ever need to purchase. Cajun Fryer puts pro-level frying gear in your backyard or hunt and fish camp. These are high-performance, low-maintenance deep fryers that feature the heat source in the oil. Your oil heats from the inside out. If your family loves a fish fry, Cajun Fryer is a must. Because the heat source is suspended in the oil, small crumbs and pieces that burn fall to the bottom. So your oil stays much cleaner, many times lasting the entire year. Often imitated, never duplicated. Don't be fooled. Take a look at the original Cajun Fryer at CajunFryer.com. Fresh, crisp, delicious every time. CajunFryer.com.
Looking at a 12 with a 10-inch drop time. Y'all go on inside. The whole Dallas Safari Club bunch is in there with Kinder Outdoors.
The Dallas Safari Club meets monthly at chapters across the U.S. If you'd like to attend or start a chapter in your neighborhood, visit biggame.org.
Hey, welcome back to our campfire here at DSC's Kinder Outdoors. I'm Billy Kinder, proud life member of the Dallas Safari Club. That's because they have low overhead and man, they do such great work. They put their money where their mouth is. They do what they say they're going to do. Great work all around the globe for conservation, the preservation of your hunting and shooting rights, and the dedication of their time and effort and money to the next generation of sportsmen and women. Very important work. If you're not a member, maybe you ought to be. Check into those regional banquets and chapters and go pay them a visit. This corner of the camp house brought to you by Joshua Creek Ranch in the Texas Hill Country. I left there a few weeks ago thinking about my next trip there. You'll stay 5-star, you'll eat 5-star, you'll hunt 5-star, and you'll book a return trip, I promise you. It's a special, special place. Learn more about Joshua Creek Ranch when you visit me at kinderoutdoors.com. In case you missed it last hour, we were brushing up on our summer manners, fishing and boating rules and common sense with one of my game warden buddies, Texas Parks and Wildlife Department game warden, Randolph McGee.
I tell you what, I've got the itch. I've been out fishing. I'm wanting them worse than they're wanting me right now, though, Randolph. You know what I mean?
I was out this weekend, and it was tough for a few people, and it's hard to believe it was up here. It was -7 the other day, and then it was yesterday. Everybody out there in T-shirts trying to catch a crappie.
You got to go. You got to go. Let's talk a little bit about it, because there's more people fishing in America right now than there has been maybe ever. A huge year for the fishing industry last year, and so that puts a lot of new pipe on the water, Randolph, and not only here in Texas, but all over the United States. And sometimes they get the cart ahead of the horse a little bit and maybe forget to get a license. I bet you see that a lot.
Yes, sir. Hey, run into it this weekend. And I tell you, since all the COVID and everything, people have gotten outdoors. And simply a few people don't know the rules, and some people are think, hey, well, I'm just going to fish on this Monday afternoon. We never see the game warden on a Monday afternoon. And so they chance it and go out there, and here comes Randolph McGee on a Monday afternoon. So don't turn out well for them. But, yeah, people need to get their license, and if they're going to partake, and that's what you need to do.
So is that the violation that you see the most when it comes to fishing is no license?
Yeah, quite a bit. When it comes to fishing, and then some people, when the fishing gets really good, they either don't have a license, or when the fishing gets really good, like you've seen, Big Billy, the limit is 25, and sometimes they just forget how to count, and sometimes they're a lot over, and I caught a guy not too long ago, and you could not fit another crappie in that guy's cooler, and he just got excited and was going to take advantage of it.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. It's easy to get really excited, but guess what? That sun's going to go down before long, and by the time you get those fish cleaned and take a nap, you can go again in the state of Texas. You can catch 25 tomorrow. There is no possession limit on crappie, right? You can have as many fillets in the freezer as you think your family can eat.
Yep, that is correct. But your limit is 25 per person a day. And, of course, we got the 10-inch rule. Hey, that's another common violation. You know, and I don't know. I've cleaned an 8-inch crappie, and I just can't get any meat off of it. But hey, there's people out there keeping them. They have a stringer of short fish. And a lot of them are sitting there with that little, I forget what it's called, that little plate thing they put that crappie in. They'll be sitting there with one and have over there 11 undersized crappie. So, yeah, I don't feel sorry for those guys.
Hey, and listen, when you measure that crappie, lay them out there on top of your cooler or whatever ruler you use, 10-inch rule, and you want to make sure the mouth is closed.
Hey, and that stretches them out. That gives you your longest length. When you close the mouth and squeeze the tail, you know, that's 10 inches. And if you don't have one of those crappie measures, I will tell you what I did witness one time. For all your listeners, if they want to go do this, down at Tewakini, there was a guy down there with a 10-inch ruler tattooed on his arm. So no lie, had it right there. He would lay it right there on his arm and measure it and say, yep, always got it. So that's pretty funny.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. No. I've got pictures of it. I've got pictures.
No. Oh my word. Well, you know what? You get older, your skin sags. He could have a 70th birthday and a boat of short fish.
That is right. Yeah. I didn't think about that. He was a young man, so it was pretty good. And hey, it was we measured it, it was spot on.
There you go. There you go. All right. So you want to make sure you're up on your fishing regulations. Make sure you've got a license. Make sure you're legal. What if you're 12 years old? Do you still need a fishing license in Texas?
No, sir. Not until you turn 17. So if you turn, you need to get one when you turn 17. 16 and under. This is something I want to clarify. Does not need to have a fishing license, but they do need to have a hunting license. A lot of people get mixed up on that. So if a 12-year-old wants to go out and harvest a deer, then he's got his tags, and it's a $7 youth license, hunting license. But I don't want to get everybody mixed up on that. But they do have to have, I would say, a 5-year-old, if they're going to go hunt, you're going to let them shoot a squirrel or something, needs to have a hunting license.
Absolutely, you bet. But no fishing license until your 17th birthday. Then you need a fishing license in the state.
Correct.
Of Texas. Okay, very good. Hey, a lot of new boaters, too. Boat sales last year through the roof. And it doesn't matter if it's a pleasure boat or a pontoon boat or a bass boat or a kayak. They were flying off the lot last year. And so.
It was simply unbelievable at the amount of boat sales. And, you know, being a game warden out there checking people on the boat, saw a lot of new boats. They would hand us their paperwork for their registration. I would recognize that the boat was sold in Florida. And I said, why did you go buy a boat in Florida? They said that was the closest one around. So it was crazy at the amount of boats that were sold.
Yeah, just absolutely crazy. And I've talked to our warden buddies up in Maine, same thing up there, all over the United States, Randolph. And so with that comes a whole new can of worms and a lot more new stuff that you see on the water. And it's just a really good time right up front in the springtime to remind everybody, you know, easy with the booze, maybe even just leave it at home.
You know, you're exactly right. And with all the new boats and the people being out on the waters, you know, of course, we saw a rise in arrest, saw a rise in boat accidents and all that kind of stuff. It just comes with the territory. And I would just like to say simply these people going out there and buying these new boats and not used to a boat, it is a different it's a different deal. And people simply don't know how to drive them, you know. And, hey, a boat don't have brakes on it. We saw a lot of people running into stuff. And you really need to look at some videos. The best thing would be get with a friend boat owner who's savvy with boats and go out there. Hey, during the week when there's not many people out there, practice launching it, docking it, make sure the plug's in. We saw that. Hey, boats went out there and sunk. And they said, well, did you put the plug in? I asked one guy, did you put the plug in? He said, what's the plug?
Uh-oh.
And it's just, yeah, I mean, did not know.
Warden Randolph McGee, I like that. Get that ruler tattooed right there on your arm. Oh, my goodness. Hey, Joshua Creek Ranch in the Hill Country of Texas is selling memberships now on different levels. Your family could use a getaway. How about the most beautiful ranch in Texas? At your beck and call. Learn more at kinderoutdoors.com.
Hey, everybody, it's Edwin Evers. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors. Billy, I told you to tie on a jig. What's going on?
Now, more than maybe ever, we could all use a little getaway. And the Vineyards Campground and Cabins in Grapevine, Texas is the perfect spot. We are open for business and with well-thought-out precautions to help keep our guests safe. Bring the RV and enjoy our full-service hookups complete with cable TV, ramped-up Wi-Fi, and space to spread around while enjoying a great view of Grapevine Lake. We can comfortably accommodate any size RV or motorhome with plenty of pull-through sites. The Vineyards also features spacious lakefront cabins, fully equipped with all that you and your family will need to enjoy comfort camping. Our campground store is well-stocked with everything from groceries and ice to firewood and fishing supplies. Don't forget to bring the boat! The Vineyards Campground and Cabins features a private boat ramp with plenty of parking, a private beach, kayak, bicycle and paddleboard rentals, and even a full-service laundry on-site. Come to the Vineyards! We're right in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth, but you'll feel millions of miles away. VineyardsCampground.com.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line 5 times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Tech rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number 2 hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and Norfolk Rivers at Norfolk Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at Norfolk Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh-caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfolk Resort Trout Dock in Norfolk, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com. There are some very important factors to check when purchasing a hunting blind. They need to be quiet. They need to have an all-day hunt level of comfort. It's got to be dry inside, even in a downpour. Dillon hunting blinds have earned a strong reputation across North America for their durability, insulation, and marine decking fiberglass floor that will never rot in every blind. Plus smart components like an aluminum RV-type door, real glass in the windows that flip in and up with quiet and simple-to-use friction hinges, drip rails on the windows and above the door to keep the wet out. Hey, anyone can build a box. Dillon builds hunting blinds. Conceived, drawn up, constructed, and used by hunters. Lightweight and durable, completely assembled, fiberglass inside and out, with foam insulation in between. You can't beat a Dillon. For a dealer near you or to become a dealer, visit DillonManuf.com. That's DillonManuf.com.
From the rough brush of South Texas to the thick bush of South Africa, it's Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
Wild sheep in the western U.S. water at desert guzzlers, providing life-sustaining moisture where there was none. Look closely. DSC fingerprints are there. BigGame.org.
My special guest on the show this week knows his way around this camp house as well as anybody. We've been friends for about three decades. Dave Fulson with Safari Classics Television and Chafuti Safaris. Dave, thank you for hanging on.
Pleasure.
Tell me about making an Africa show, a very popular Africa show, long-running Africa show, DSC's Tracks Across Africa, when for a year they shut you down and say, you know what? Don't come here. You can't come here with your video cameras to get what you need. How did you make it work?
Well, Bill, you're right. I didn't go, but as you can imagine, you know, with a show, you know, with, you know, our company's based in, you know, Dallas, Texas, and Africa's a long way from Dallas. But as you can imagine, with the volume of the shows that we do, and we have two shows, like you said, the Hornady's Dark and Dangerous and the Tracks Across Africa. You know, I have over the years assembled just an all-star lineup of videographers that work for us, and they are Africa-based because, you know, look, just from a financial standpoint, it would be absolutely, you know, you couldn't, there's no way to pull it off and come, you know, financially to shoot a crew over every time we've got a hunt. Any one point during the safari season, I'll have three different guys out filming safaris, and they can be from here to there over there. So, yeah, the key is, although every now and then, if I'm really doubled up on opportunities, I will have one of our stateside guys go over there, but I don't send him over there for a 10-day hunt. You know, if I invest in getting a guy over there, he's going to be over there for a couple of months. But, you know, the key is I've got three full-time guys. Best guys on planet Earth, you know, with a camera in their hand in Africa, in my opinion. And those guys, you know, they are right now, you know, at any one point, one or two of them's on safari and the other one's packing, getting ready to go. So, and that season's just about to gear up for us. So even though Dave may not be over there, and I'll be over there this year, I will certainly be over there, but, you know, as long as I can get my cameramen in the field with clients, we're making shows.
I know the show has a lot of fans, and there are a lot of people that even after you do something successfully years and years, a lot of people still don't know about you. Let's tell them where they can find you online, and then from there, you know, programming times, they could watch your shows online. Where do they go?
Well, I mean, the easiest way is to go to our network, you know, and we have shows it's a group called Outdoor Sportsman's Group, and it's the combination of the Outdoor Channel and the Sportsman Channel. And, gosh, we are entering, I think, into our 17th year in partnership with, you know, Outdoor Channel and Sportsman Channel. And, you know, you can go on there, and, again, the shows are on Outdoor Channel. We have our Dallas Safari Club Tracks Across Africa. And on Sportsman Channel, we have the Trujicon's World of Sports Afield and the Hornady's Dark and Dangerous shows. The Hornady and Trijicon run in third and fourth quarter, and Tracks Across Africa runs first and second quarter. So there's never a time of year where a Safari Classics production isn't available to our viewers.
We can probably go back and watch old episodes anytime we want to this day and age, right?
Well, not just that, Billy. One of the most exciting things that's happened in, you know, forever in the TV production business is a deal called MOTV, and it stands for My Outdoor TV, because for years and years and years, you know, our shows gained traction and popularity. You know, you'd get emails from a guy in Sydney, Australia, or Frankfurt, Germany, Madrid, Spain, you know, saying, you know, look, at the end of the day, those guys don't really care about watching somebody shoot a whitetail out of a tree with a bow and arrow in Iowa. But elephants, lions, leopards, big five, safari, big bear, Marco Polo sheep, that kind of stuff. You know, the whole world participates in that, and that's what our shows are. So, you know, we really didn't have an answer for them. Well, if you couldn't get Outdoor Channel or Sportsman Channel, couldn't watch our shows. Well, now
through MOTV. It's a streaming service of OSG Network. Anybody anywhere in the world right now can say, I want to check out Tracks Across Africa. And they can go on there and, you know, it's a streaming service just like Netflix or Disney. And they can say, I want to watch, you know, show 9 out of season 12, or I want to watch the entire season 12. Or if they're binge watchers, they can sit down and they can adjust as much of our content as they want to. So anywhere in the world now, people can watch our show. And it's really been great for us because it's opened up. You know, look, you always want to reach people that enjoy your product. And MOTV has been a fabulous way. So when I say, you know, people on a global basis are enjoying our production, which has been our dream for years, that's now thankful to MOTV and Outdoor Channel for that, you know, platform.
If you want to visit Africa, boy, you're not going to find a more truthful, honest, hardworking group of guys than Dave and Tim and the folks at Chaputi, and that's my absolute guarantee on that. You guys specialize in Africa, correct?
We specialize in Africa, but probably more so in dangerous game. We're really known for our dangerous game hunting. And, you know, we've got, you know, still, even with some of the changes that Chaputi's went through, like most outfitters, we've got, you know, several different areas that, you know, somebody, you know, depending, I always start my conversation when a guy says, well, I want to hunt Africa. Well, what's it like? You know, that's like me calling a guy or, you know, somebody calling over here and say, well, what's it like hunting in the United States? Well, is it alligator in Alabama or bighorn in, you know, Boulder? I mean, you know, there's a lot of different hunt packages, but, you know, we can generally satisfy anybody, especially those that are after, you know, dangerous game. You know, once I find out what a client wants to hunt, then we take them hunting. But primarily, you know, we're a Zimbabwe-based company. And, you know, hunt in a couple of different, you know, we hunt in a low felt area that is a great area. And then we hunt up in the famed Zambezi Valley area. Two different completely type of hunting, but both of them have different advantages and charms. And, you know, they're not many guys I can't satisfy. And, you know, somebody calls Safari Classics and, you know, they're, let's say they have a safari or they want to go to a country that I don't operate in. I'm happy to send them to somebody that, you know, that I will vouch for and say, you know, we can't, you know, we're not operating right now in Cameroon or, you know, CAR, but, you know, I've hunted with three outfitters over there. Now, here's the guy. If I was going to go do this hunt you're talking about tomorrow, here's the man that I would call. So, you know, always a pleasure to help somebody, you know, realize a dream and get headed in the right direction and go on a safari they'll enjoy.
Dave, thank you so very much. I really appreciate the time, the expertise, always.
Well, Billy, it's always a pleasure talking to you. You've got such a loyal, diverse, listenership, and it is, it's always a pleasure to be able to spend some time with you, and hopefully people listening will, every now and then they'll get a tidbit of information that'll make their hunting trip, especially their safari, a lot easier and more enjoyable.
Chaputi Safari Plural, right?
No, ChaputiSafaris.net or Safari Classics in Dallas.
Dave Folsom, great guy. Safari business starting to gain a little traction again. And, boy, it's good to see that from many angles. I want to thank my friends at Joshua Creek Ranch for bringing us this corner of the camphouse. When you head down to this Beretta and Orvis endorsed ranch to hunt birds this spring, make sure you throw the fly rod in. Crystal clear Joshua Creek runs right through the middle of the place, and hey, they're bordered by the Guadalupe River. Forgot the fly rod? No worry. They have a pro shop, and they'll rent you a nice one. I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the time we've had together in this camphouse today, and invite you back next time around. Until then, may God bless you and your bunch.